This talk, The Cosmic Connection, Planet, Stars, and Life, was given by Sri Sri Ravi Shankar on August 6, 1996, in Santa Monica, California.
Connection can happen between two. When there is only one, what you connect? The entire universe is one organism. This is the ultimate truth. But yet, on another level, there is diversity, there is difference. And there is a connection in the sense a definite result or effect is produced with certain definite interactions. This is a second level of reality. Though not the ultimate. The relative reality, the second level of reality, is not the ultimate, is not final, because there is always possibilities open. Creation is made up of varieties. Life is also made up of definite varieties of elements, of substances, or energies. You cannot understand the cosmos if you leave out life. And if you understand life, then you understand cosmos better. Life is part of the cosmos but plays a very vital role. In this universe, every substance affects everything else. Affects and affected by everything else. To what degree, to what extent varies. That has to be seen. Everything affects everything else, this is determined. But to what degree, to what extent, is variable. You see what I'm saying? The entire cosmos is one unit. Now in this there are two aspects. One is the planets or the space or the energies. The second is time. The ancient rishis have said the whole universe is a combination of time and space. From the microcosm to the macrocosm, there is a link, there is a connection, it's a connectedness. So also with the time. And it is so fascinating to see that this unit of time is also determined and measured. Said 4.32 million years make one kalpa, one unit. And several such kalpas make one manvantara. In this one unit of kalpa, manvantaras, this manvantaras, several yugas are there. It's called the golden age, which is calculated 1.8 million years, and the silver age, which is 1.3 million years, and then the copper age, which is 0.8 million years, and the iron age or the dark age is only 0.430 million years. The point, yeah, million years, 400,000 years. Now together this cycle of 4.3 million years, 4.320 million years make one manvantara, several such manvantaras make one kalpa, and several such kalpas make one-eighth of the day of Brahman. And 1,000 years of Brahman is 1/8 of the day of Vishnu. And 1,000 Vishnu years is 1/8 day of a Shiva. Shiva time. Now see the magnitude of time, billions of light years, it flows into light years. This calculation of macrocosmic time has been done thousands of years ago. And this comes down to the exact calculation of today's astronomy. Like 365 days, 15 ghatis and 36 vighatis make 1 year. 15 vighatis and 38 vighatis are just quarter day, that is 365 and 1/4 day, that's the time of the year. Now to that precision of time, gatis, vigatis, seconds have been calculated in the Vedic astrology. This knowledge of astrology has got three aspects. One is the astronomical calculation, the second is the influence they have on each other. Planets are not merely planets somewhere sitting there, planets are the vibrations that cut across the cosmos. Like cosmic ray, no? We say the cosmic rays. And it's interesting, each of these cosmic ray has a definite particular effect on certain substances. Certain stones, like gemstones, particular stone for particular planets, and particular type of food also, like grains, colors, even birds and animals, they carry most of this particular type of vibration in them. You see what I'm saying? Like moon, moon's vibration is carried in the moonstone. Also on the color, cream or white. And a particular type of bird called chakota. I don't know what they say that bird here. This particular species of bird is very much linked with the vibration of the moon. The water, water element. Five elements of which our creation is made up of is also connected to the nine planets. Are you all connected to what I'm saying now? The five elements are earth, water, air, fire, and ether. On one level, there is no difference. It is all one thing, one energy. But when you come to another level of reality, there is multiplicity, there is division, there is differences. And all connections are from this level of existence. And life is not linear, it is multidimensional. Time is not linear, time is a circle. Space is not linear, space is connected, a circle. So the astrology says one is the impact effect, and the second most interesting thing is called upaya, means the remedial measures. See, when everything can influence everything else, you are also part of that something. So you can also in turn influence everything else in the universe. You wonder, how come me, this small being here, which is insignificant in this creation, can influence something so big? It's hard to believe, but I tell you, you can. Just see how a tiny atom, when it explodes, destroys cities for years to come. The most invisible, tiny part of an atom when they are exploded, separated, an atomic explosion can cause such a big havoc, such a big impact for years together. The radiation goes for years together, thousands of years. You think you are less powerful than an atom? Which is matter, I tell you, you are much more powerful. Your consciousness is so much more powerful, is so much more subtler than an atom. Just like an atomic explosion, when something in you opens up, you become really a nobody. Or you become everybody, part of everybody. The full blossoming in you happens. You affect your entire environment, the place, you know, the circumstance, situations, and its effect, the karma. Karma is nothing but impressions of action or ideas on the level of consciousness. And it is the consciousness which is the driving force behind all actions. Isn't it? When you want to raise your hand, first the idea comes in the mind, raise your hand. Or an intention arises, raise your hand. An intention is so powerful that it carries your whole body or system to wherever you want it. Isn't it? You sit and think, I would like to go to New York, and that one tiny thought, I want to go to New York, propels your body to do so much action. Under 200 pounds of the body, it gets into the car, drives the car, goes to the airport, takes the ticket and sits in the plane. Look at the action, the amount of action that happens by a single thought, I want to go to New York. Isn't it? Is this mind consciousness not powerful? So much more powerful. I tell you, you are much more powerful than all the stones, crystals, and all the things that we try to use to make ourselves more powerful. You are giving away the power to all those little, tiny little stones. I mean, you can decorate yourself with that. They do have some effect, but I tell you, you have much more source, you have much more potentiality, potential within you. You are much more potent than the stones. That's why it's called mantras. The vibrations in the mind can affect the planets which are so far away, or their influences on our system. You know, the mythology says Lord Shiva sits on top of all the planets. Shiva means the innermost core of the creation, the essence of creation, the transcendental aspect of life, the divine aspect of this creation. The divinity sits on top of all the planets, means what? It rules over all the planets. There's another beautiful thing, no? Our system is made up of body, breath, mind, intellect, memory and ego, and then self. All the influences or effect of the planets and stars are only up to the ego level. So when you transcend ego, no planet can affect you. There is a story of a young boy called Markandeya. His parents wished for a son, and they got this divine intuition, vision, in which they were asked, okay, you have a choice. What type of son you want? You want a son who is so good and great and wise, but short-lived? Or you want a son who has long life, 100 years, but very wicked?
The parents were wise. They said, they chose, we want a son who is, never mind if he's short-lived, who is wise. So they got the son, his name, they named him Markandeya, and the astrological chart said he lives only for 16 years. He became wise from the very first year, and in from fourth year he was bringing out so much wisdom in his speech and action. So the parents at the 16th year, they didn't know what to do because he was going to die on that 16th year. But it said he transcended the ego and meditated. And then the god of death who came to take him could not touch him because he transcended time. So he was granted, the mythology says, thousands of years of life. So he lived for more. There is a point there, that the effect is only up to the limited identity of who I am. Once I tap into that source, which is at the basis of the whole creation, then instead of you getting affected, you start affecting the situation and circumstances around you. You know, usually in the beats, there is 108 beats. You know what is that? Why 108? Why? There are 9 planets and 12 constellations. When 9 planets go around 12 constellations, they produce 108 major changes. And to counteract 108 major changes which can possibly affect us in a negative manner, they say, okay, chant Om Namah Shivaya, or some chant, you know, think the name of God. So every time you are in the divine energy, you make an impact on the environment, on your karma. So the number 108 is thought to be very significant. There is one more bit on top of it, 109th, it's the Guru Bhut, which is beyond the effect of it. There is one very practical use of astrology. You know what that is? It shifts your idea that somebody is responsible for what is happening to you onto planets. Often when we are miserable, we think someone else is the cause for our misery. So you are stuck thinking so and so behaved or did this thing to me, and how you can take revenge or challenge on them. This sets up a motion of action and reaction, a continuous chain of karmas, isn't it? Now when the astrologer tells you, see, it's because of your bad period, that Saturn is retrograde, that's why you got blamed for this thing which you haven't done, then you stop getting angry on that XYZ. You can't get angry on Saturn for being retrograde. What do you do? If moon gets into triangle, what do you do? You can't shout at them. Whether you believe it or not, the practical benefit of astrology that you can see immediately is shifting your limited awareness of cause and effect. Whatever you think is the cause, if you see from a wider angle lens, that is also an effect. The whole creation is a series of effects. There is no cause. This understanding gives so much strength to you to transcend the chain of action and reaction. Do you see what I'm saying? In fact, I shouldn't even use the word action, it's all a chain of reactions. So first thing is to shift the responsibility that you put on someone else for what is happening to you to a broader perspective. Your mind becomes mature, vision gets broadened, life becomes more stable. These are the benefits of, the primary benefits of astrology. Now there are some drawbacks also. What are the drawbacks? It can make you lazy and lethargic, be irresponsible, not properly understood. Because people sit and wait, oh, my period is no good, 2 years, let me wait. Do you see what I'm saying? And there are some scientists who are pseudo-scientists or not full scientists who deny there is any connection between stars and what is happening here. I tell you, their vision is very small. They have to go back to their physics classes and understand how everything in the universe is connected, linked. The purpose of astrology is to take you to the ultimate truth that the entire universe is one organism. It's one being, one consciousness, one self manifests itself into this varied universe. It's Advaita, non-dual existence. And that is bliss, that is joy. That is the ultimate aim of every life. And it's all present right here in us as a capsule form. You know the tree under which Buddha got enlightened? Hundreds and thousands of people throughout the ages have been going there, visiting it. And I feel such a peace, such a serenity, calmness, quietness, and joy there. Why? Buddha got enlightened. That means what? An atom which was somebody got exploded. And that vibration was absorbed by the tree, the Bodhi tree under which he sat and meditated. And the influence or effect or impact of it continues for thousands of years. It is just like an atomic explosion. Don't you think so? When? Right here. People go to pilgrimages, you know, pilgrim places, holy places, cities. Why? Because those are the places where people sat and meditated. And wherever you sit and meditate, you are not only influencing your body, your system, but you are also sending those most positive vibrations, energy all around you. You can see that in your own home you try. Sit in one corner and meditate in the same place every day. And you will see that when you get in there, the vibration, the feeling is so much different. Because not only you have influenced the walls, the carpets, and the place where you are. In India, it's a very common custom that there is a saint in the town, they all want them to come and just keep at least 1 foot inside the house. Come in for at least 2 minutes into our house, you know, that our house vibration will be different and change. It's good. These upayas are simply beautiful. So just we have to explore more into it from a scientific angle. Like you know that any chronic illnesses becomes more or less during the full moon or new moon, isn't it? This is an established fact, everybody knows. Now the ancient rishi said, okay, in that case, what do you do 3 days before that? On the 11th day of full moon or new moon, you fast on water. Because it takes 3 days for us to, the toxins in our system to reach all the path, all the organs of the system. And 3 days before, if you undergo a cleansing by fasting, and the next day morning certain particular herbs and leaves and spinach and all this cleansing diet is given, then the impact of the particular whatever planetary position for the illness will be minimized. There's another proverb also says, the bullet came to the head but it took off the hat. Events happen but its effect could be reduced. The spirit has this power to reduce the malefic influence and enhance the benefic influence. Suppose you are supposed to get a lottery, and if your good karma is very low, then you will simply hear somebody promising you, oh, I am going to give you $100,000, and you are happy that you are going to get $100,000, and that's it. One day you are happy and then it won't manifest. Do you see what I'm saying? Of course you got the news and that's it, finished. If we have a bad karma of having an accident, you may just trip from your staircase and just hurt your nail, that's all. That law of world is fulfilled. You see what I'm saying? That is why spiritual practice forms such an important aspect of upaya, remedial measures for life. And it's no good to do it when the time comes. It has to be done much before. Oh, my bad time is only up to 3 years, let me wait for 3 years, then let me do something at that time. Will not work. It's like trying to learn archery in the war field. So every day, few minutes in the morning or in the evening, sunrise and sunset, say, those are the most important time, a precious time, where your mind can also transcend from the waking, dreaming and sleeping to the self, which is the fourth state of our consciousness. That is the shield. So this is like a shield for you. So every day keep 10 minutes for you, 15 minutes for you, 20 minutes for you, morning or evening. Then you will feel connected with the whole cosmos. What is it? No.
Shivoham, Shivoham, Amare Atma Sachidanandame. Shivoham, 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 Amar Atma hai Maran Shil Kaya Sabhi Praniyon ke Jo Bitar Sama Atma Sachidanandame Hu Shivoham, 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 Shivoham. Jise shastra kaate nagni jalaye galaye na paani na mrityu mitaye wahi atma sachidanandame hu Shivoham, 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 Shivoham. Ajar aur amar jisko vedon ne gaya yahi gyan arjun ko hari ne sunaya wahi atma sachidanandame Shivoham, 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 Shivoham. Hitaro, sitaro me prakash jiska hi chand aur suraj me aabhas jiska wahi atma sachidanandame hu Shivoham, 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 Shivoham. Jo vyapak hai kan kan mein hai vaas jiska nahi tinon kaalon mein hai naash jiska wahi atma sachidanandame hu Shivoham, 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 Shivoham.